KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Sunny skies and 53 degrees, our temperature here in Atlantic at the KJAN studios. We look for sunny skies here today, a high temperature of 78 with south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. A beautiful warm day expected here in the Nishna Valley. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in local news here on KJAN. News being brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, the Red Oak Police Department reported multiple arrests from Friday evening into Saturday morning. On Friday at 4:19 p.m., officers arrested three individuals in the 300 block of West 2nd Street for trespassing. Those arrested were 38-year-old Leonard Thomas Wright of Council Bluffs, 24-year-old Cody Dean Johnson of Corning, and 38-year-old Heidi Ann Burnt of Omaha. All three were taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $300 bond. Early Saturday morning, Red Oak police arrested a Red Oak woman on drug and alcohol charges. At 12:38 a.m., officers arrested 20-year-old Luis Rodriguez Ibarra of Red Oak for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of alcohol under the age of 21. She was arrested in the 700 block of North Broadway Street and taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 cash bond. Red Oak police were assisted by Montgomery County deputies on the case. And around the same time frame in the same area, on Saturday morning at 12:44 a.m., Red Oak police arrested 18-year-old Christopher Michael Cedar of Red Oak in the 700 block of North Broadway Street for OWI drugged first offense. Cedar was also charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 cash bond. Red Oak police were assisted by Montgomery County deputies on that case. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer said Friday a credit debit card skimmer has been found at the Yesway convenience store in the city of Audubon. The Audubon Police Department and the Yesway management are currently reviewing video footage to establish a timeline of when the skimmer was placed. The skimmer was used to copy credit and debit card information and then relay them to a different location. The Audubon Police Department is asking that all persons who recently used a credit or debit card at the Yesway gas pumps in Audubon to monitor their account for any fraudulent activity. If any suspicious activity is found, contact your financial institution and the Audubon Police Department at 712-563-2500. KJAN News Time is 8:02.
From coughs and colds to managing chronic conditions, the Atlantic Medical Center is here to care for you throughout your life. Our team of board-certified primary care providers includes physicians, physician assistants, and nurse practitioners who have specialized in family medicine and obstetrics and gynecology. At Atlantic Medical Center, we offer same-day appointments, and we have early morning and evening hours. We're open on Saturday mornings, too. Our clinics in Anita, Griswold, and Messina also provide care that's close to home for our patients. Whether you need to schedule a well-child exam or you're feeling under the weather, to make an appointment, please call 712-243-2850 or visit us online at casshealth.org. The Atlantic Medical Center is a proud part of Cass County Health System, where we are neighbors caring for neighbors.
In other local news here this morning, police in Council Bluffs have arrested a man they say was connected to a Thursday carjacking incident. 31-year-old Lloyd Robert Torsky of Council Bluffs was being held Friday at the Pottawatomie County Jail on charges of robbery second degree, theft second degree, and theft fifth degree. Authorities say at approximately 6:26 a.m. Thursday, officers responded to South 8th Street and 1st Avenue for a reported carjacking. Upon arrival, officers spoke with the victim, Galen Finken, a cab driver for Casino Cab, who told officers that he picked up a male subject at another location and gave him a ride to 8th Street and 1st Avenue. When they arrived at the passenger's destination, Torsky refused to pay the fare and became agitated. Eventually, Finken opened the passenger door in hopes that Torsky would just get out of the cab. As the passenger got out of the cab, he shoved Finken away from the cab and jumped in the driver's seat. Torsky fled the area in the cab, which was later found abandoned in the area of South 9th Street and 2nd Avenue. A judge in Council Bluffs on Thursday sentenced a man to a little more than 11 years in prison on a drug charge. 33-year-old Ramon Cisneros Aguirre, a Mexican citizen living in Council Bluffs, was sentenced by U.S. District Court Judge Rebecca Ebinger to 135 months in prison for possession with intent to distribute methamphetamine. U.S. Attorney Kevin E. Vandershell said also that Aguirre will be required to serve a 3-year term of supervised release following his release from prison. On November 29th, Aguirre pled guilty to the distribution charge and admitted he possessed over 1 kilogram of methamphetamine with the intent to distribute in the Southern District of Iowa in August of 2016. The charge was a result of a law enforcement investigation of drug trafficking that occurred in both Sioux City and Council Bluffs. The investigation was conducted by the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Enforcement Task Force, the Sioux City Police Department, the Council Bluffs Police Department, Omaha Police Department, Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, and the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. It was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. A judge in Pottawatomie County Thursday also sentenced a Nebraska man to slightly more than 13 years in prison on an Iowa drug charge. 42-year-old Gerald N. Holden of Bellevue, Nebraska, was sentenced by U.S. District Court Judge Rebecca Ebinger to 160 months in prison for conspiring to distribute methamphetamine. U.S. Attorney Kevin Vandershill also said that Holden will be required to serve a 5-year term of supervised release following his release from prison. On November 29th, Holden pled guilty to the charge and admitted he participated in conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine in the Southern District of Iowa during the month of August 2016. His charge was a result of a law enforcement investigation of drug trafficking that occurred in both Omaha and Council Bluffs. Officials with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources are asking for your help in tracking down the activities of a man whose body was found in the lake at Lake Anita State Park on Thursday. Captain Brian Smith with the DNR says 63-year-old Roland Raleigh Henderson of Wyota died from an apparent drowning during an accident involving a kayak, but it's not clear when the man died. He says that's because there's confusion to when he actually entered the water.
You know, we have witnesses that actually saw him with the kayak the previous evening, not on the water, but in his vehicle on Wednesday late afternoon. So there's a little time lapse between when he was last seen Wednesday evening with the kayak in the pickup and when he was discovered on Thursday afternoon. So it's possible that he actually went out Wednesday evening, late afternoon evening. If someone can help us out with that, I'd sure appreciate the information. If anybody, you know, either can positively say he was kayaking on Wednesday evening, Wednesday afternoon, and or place his vehicle at the boat ramp that evening or the next morning to kind of help narrow down that time frame for us, because we're kind of missing some time in there.
Anyone who might have seen Henderson enter the water is asked to call Brian Hayes at 712-254-0550. The man's overturned kayak was discovered by a passerby who reported it to the park manager around 3 p.m. Thursday. Not long afterward, park manager Josh Peach found the kayak's paddle. A little further down the shoreline, authorities discovered Henderson's body. An autopsy will be performed at the Iowa Office of the State Medical Examiner in Ankeny. Investigators did not find a personal flotation device at the scene. DNR law enforcement will continue to investigate. Brian Smith says that Henderson's death at Lake Anita was the first he's heard of since the lake opened 52 years ago. He says outdoor enthusiasts need to take the proper precautions when they're around large bodies of water.
You know, unfortunately, we have more of them across the state. They've already had a couple over on the Mississippi River. And this is a particularly dangerous time of year because of the water temperatures and the, you know, it's deceptive. The air temperatures are nice. The sun's shining and it's pleasant out. So people are breaking out the flip-flops and the shorts and the T-shirts. And that water's still between 49 and 50 degrees is what I found yesterday. So.
In other news, Iowa Board of Corrections on Friday approved Corrections Director Jerry Bartra's recommendation for the appointment of Randy Gibbs as warden of the Clarinda Correctional Facility, effective April 21st. Warden Gibbs is currently Assistant Deputy Director of Institution Operations. The appointment was necessary in order to fill the vacancy created when Cheryl Dahm was appointed warden of the Iowa Correctional Institution for Women. The Iowa DOC says Gibbs has extensive administrative corrections experience with proven leadership in the management, supervision, and treatment of adult offenders. Warden Gibbs will continue to focus on the department's mission, creating opportunities for safer communities. Taking a look at some world headlines here at this hour, a Swedish prosecutor says a person has been formally identified as a suspect of terrorist offenses by murder by driving a hijacked truck into a crowd of pedestrians, killing four people and wounding 15 others. The prosecutor, Hans Ehrman, said Saturday that the unidentified subject should face a pretrial custody hearing before midday Tuesday or be released. Earlier, Swedish police said the man they arrested resembles the person we earlier had sought after in the truck attack. Police say the suspect isn't necessarily identical with the man seen in photos released after the incident. The Senate confirmation of Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court is vindication for Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. McConnell made a risky bet more than a year ago that paid off big time for President Donald Trump and the Republican leader himself. When Justice Antonin Scalia died in February 2016, McConnell decided immediately that the Senate would not fill the seat until the next president was elected. He stuck to that stance without wavering, ignoring Democratic griping, misgivings from fellow Republicans, and predictions that GOP Senate candidates would pay a political price. Now the Kentucky Republican can take credit for allowing Trump to put a young conservative on the court for life, even though it took changing Senate rules to do it. President Donald Trump is approaching the end of his first 100 days in office without having signed a single major bill into law. Trump's top priority has been repealing and replacing former President Barack Obama's landmark health care law, but it ran aground in the House, the first time in recent memory that a newly elected president's first big initiative had imploded so spectacularly. Congress left Friday for a two-week spring break. Looking ahead, prospects for health care are at best dicey, while other initiatives such as tax reform, infrastructure spending, and implementing Trump's unpopular proposal for spending cuts aren't ready for prime time yet. We'll take a look at your funeral announcements up next. News time is 8:11.
At Cass County Health System, we're here for the surgery that matters most, yours. When you need surgery, it can feel overwhelming. That's why we do everything we can to create a positive experience for you to get you back to great health. Our team of nurses and board-certified surgeons understand that you'll have questions and concerns, and they are ready to take time to discuss your surgery and recovery with you. As part of CCHS, our primary care providers work closely with our surgeons, monitoring your health before and after any procedures. And if you need physical or occupational therapy, our full-time therapists are on site for inpatient and outpatient needs. Best of all, we're close to home so that your loved ones can be nearby throughout your stay. At Cass County Health System, you'll know that you are in capable, caring hands because we are neighbors caring for neighbors.
In your funeral announcements, Rodney Vanderheiden, age 62, of Bedford, has died. A massive Christian burial for Rodney Vanderheiden will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Bedford New Life Missionary Church. Ritchie Funeral Home in Bedford has the arrangements. Richard Melvin Schomer, age 62, of Omaha, died February 6th at home. A celebration of life open house for Richard Schomer will be held today at 2 p.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Rolando Chino Santisteban, age 63, of Elkhorn, died March 31st at home. Funeral services for Rolando Chino Santisteban will be held today at 3 p.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Roger Lauren Rhodes, age 58, of Griswold, died Tuesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A celebration of life service for Roger Lauren Rhodes will be held today from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Griswold Community Building. A private family service with burial will be in the Pleasant Township Cemetery in Griswold prior to the memorial gathering tonight. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has the arrangements. Glenn Ehlers, age 87, of Manila, died Wednesday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Glenn Ehlers will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home Manila has arrangements. Roland Raleigh Henderson, age 63, of Wyota, died Thursday in Anita. Funeral services for Roland Raleigh Henderson will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Darlene Betts, age 93, of Atlantic and formerly of Adair, died Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. A celebration of life service for Darlene Betts will be held on April 20th at 11 a.m. at the Adair United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home has arrangements. Bob Kennedy, age 93, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Bob Kennedy are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Nicholas Ryan Zimmerman, age 21, of Atlantic, died on Thursday at his home in Atlantic. Services for Nicholas Ryan Zimmerman are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Wilma M. Sorensen, age 82, of Audubon and formerly of Harlan, died Tuesday in Audubon. A celebration of life service for Wilma Sorensen will be held at a later date. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home is handling the arrangements. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements on KJN. Brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.